صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praises are Allah's Lord of the world. Last night we ended with an important tradition from Imam Sadiq highlighting one of the inner dimensions and the inner purposes of fasting, and maybe one can name it one of the ultimate objectives or one of the ultimate means of fasting in order to reach that ultimate objective. And I won't go through the tradition again, but he said the essence of fasting was an inner tranquility. This inner tranquility has to arise. Otherwise, as Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam had said, it's a pity to finish one's fasting with only that of physical hunger and physical thirst. There are more deeper layers to fasting, and inshallah, the next few nights, we'll go through them, inshallah. Tonight, we'll go through one of them. Tomorrow, these all can entail the fasting of the external and superficial limbs, but in addition to these, the internal limbs. And it's only when the internal limbs fast successfully, the overall result will be that samtu dakhil that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was referring to in the holy tradition. Okay, now, this inner tranquility is to arise through a number of different means. One of them is that of silence. Now, it's important to understand what this silence actually is. In order to explain what this silence, this sukut, which is important in order to realize that inner tranquility, I want to go through two passages of a book by Ayatollah Hassan Zadeh Omri. And these are very key passages. They bear a lot of meaning, and I'll go and explain them as we read through it. He has a book called Man in the Gnostical Tradition, Insan Dar Urfe Irfan. The book is in Farsi. It's a very unique book because it explains the fruits of Irfan, what the goal should be. And he goes through some of his own experiences, only a few. But these experiences are then backed by theoretical knowledge. In this sense, we don't have many books like this. In the early parts of the book, he goes through 23 of his own experiences of Irfan, where he sees the metaphysical, where he's in heaven or he's in hell. He explains it. And here, I want to read the first passage, is event number 6 of the 23 experiences he highlights in this book. He says, during the early hours of Sunday the 12th, Jamadil Awal 1389, after Hijra, 27th of July 1969, after executing the nightly Nafile prayers and the obligatory and Nafile morning prayers, I was occupied in a 40-day spiritual mantra that entailed reciting the majestic expression Allah a specific number of times after the morning prayer. After the reciting, I sat in a state of tawajjuh. This is important. So for 40 days after the morning salat, he recites Allah a specific number of times. And then he sits in a state of tawajjuh, a state of attentiveness. Now what that state is, how one enters such a state, what one has to do, we'll come to that later. That's not the main focus of why I'm reading this part. I sat in a state of tawajjuh, in a state of attentiveness, where you're recalling, you're forgetting everything in the physical realm, you're focusing on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of a sudden, an attraction and state entered me. Now he's explaining a religious experience that he's having, where now he is transcending the physical realm of existence, and he's entering the metaphysical realm of existence now. The physical body is sitting down, it's in the room, but now his hereafter body, his spiritual body, I'll explain that as we go, is ascending. For example, the body that you see in your dreams, it's not material, it's not physical, but it has size, shape, color, and physical attributes, but it's not physical. It's a manifestation of the soul. It is you, it is your body, but not your physical body. The I in the hereafter is in association with a metaphysical body, not a physical body. He's sitting down in a state of tawajjuh. Suddenly it arises where he enters the metaphysical realm. But he's awake and the physical body is sitting on the floor. All of a sudden an attraction and state entered me where the body shivered and led to a sound. He's explaining this transition to the metaphysical. And led to a sound that was similar to, by way of example, the sound made when a tractor passes over large stones on an uneven road. He's explaining it now. I saw my spirit disassociating from the body and elevating within a body like that observed in the realm of sleep. So now the body he is with is like the body we see in sleep, i.e. it's not physical, but still it's a body. In our dreams, there are all bodies in our dreams, but there's nothing physical in our dreams. We even eat in our dreams, drink in our dreams, but it's not a physical drinking. It's not a physical eating. It elevated to a certain extent, this methori body of his, this metaphysical body. I saw myself amidst a house whose girders, framework, were all wooden and carpeted. It doesn't matter. We may see houses in our dreams. They're not physical though. This is in the metaphysical realm of existence. He saw himself in a house whose girders were all wooden and carpeted. However, I was like a bird which is captivated in a house, flying from side to side, but not finding a way out. He's in prison now, in this house, but it's not a physical house. I was bothered in such a state for roughly a quarter of an hour, rushing from left to right. I saw that I was imprisoned in the house and I was not able to flee from it. It was then that I heard from a speaker without actually seeing the speaker, who said to me that your imprisonment is a result of excessive and futile talking, why don't you observe your words? Now, that which he was experiencing and the disturbance he was experiencing was a result of a certain action. This imprisonment that he was experiencing in Barzakh, in the hereafter, and he was experiencing it right now, because heaven and hell exist right now. It's all right now. Moment to moment, you're building your heaven or your hell. And we'll speak more about the concept of tajassum al-a'mal, embodiment of actions, later, inshallah. But here, he saw the manifestation, the embodiment of excessive and futile talking. It was embodied in the metaphysical realm as being imprisoned in a house. Now, here it says, this was a result of your excessive and futile talking. Now for Ayatollah Hasanzadeh, excessive and futile talking has one meaning. For me and you, it may have another meaning. I don't want to put forward the idea that no one speaks anymore. But at least every 6 months, when you account for yourself, you see you're talking less futilely, less in void. As long as you're improving over time, that's okay. But no one is suggesting that you start from tomorrow. That will burn your spiritual motor. Most people who act in haste, they burn in haste. And religion will always be superficial for them. One has to be careful. Religion isn't to be played around with, especially spirituality. In that state, he continues, I asked Allah several times to save me by the life of the seal of prophets, falling down, beseeching and lamenting before him. All of a sudden, so he was doing tawassul now, getting help from Allah through the noble imams of the Prophet, all of a sudden my eyes fell towards the north of the house. It's still in the realm of visions here. It's still not in the physical realm of existence. My eyes fell towards the north of the house, where there was a window with enough space for one person to flee through it, and so I did. After leaving the place, I was in flight again towards the east in the direction of the Qibla. After becoming free from and leaving the house, I perceived the house as extremely large and luxurious, situated amidst a garden that had no boundaries and was filled with a vast diversity of trees full of white blossoms, a scene I had never witnessed in my whole life. He's seeing heaven now. He's in heaven now. But yes, there were certain actions that had brought about that Barzakhi hell for him. But after that was gotten rid of, he's now in heaven. He's seeing heaven. The physical body is still sitting down after the morning prayer. Because heaven and hell, only this physical realm of existence is material. Only this physical realm of existence. And even this physical realm of existence, it's infinite. It has no end. You don't come to an end of the physical realm of existence. Because if you do, what is there after that end? You either say there's something, or you say no thing. If you say something, that just proves the point. If you say there's no thing at the end of the world, after that there's no thing, there's nothing, hey, that's impossible. There's no such thing as nothingness. So, only this physical realm of existence is physical, is material. All other realms, from Barzakh onwards, they're all metaphysical. And here he's experiencing the states that he's having. I saw myself flying in the air at an altitude of the height of those trees in a manner whereby my anterior aspect was facing the skies, whilst my posterior was facing earth. I would undergo peaks and troughs in accordance with my will, endeavor, and command. These are states of heaven here. I asked Almighty Allah, by the right of the Holy Prophet and all prophets, to unveil truths to me, and it was then that I returned to my normal state in this physical world. Those few minutes of imprisonment had an extremely negative effect upon me, to such an extent that my physical body became tired and exhausted, as well as my head and shoulders being in severe pain and my heart pulsating heavily. Oh my dear, my Tawbah Hassan's what you say. Attach point number 320 of my book, 1001 Points, firmly into your ears, and that is, he's giving a story now, very brief one. This is, attach this close to your ears and never forget. One of the people of love, one of Allah's disciples, one of the saints, with whom I was in friendship, during Muraqibah, Muraqibah is a spiritual device, we may speak about it inshallah. During Muraqibah, this friend attained access to the prophetic tradition, whoever sees me in their dreams has verily seen me. After all, the shaitan does not appear as me. This is a tradition from the Holy Messenger. Whoever sees me, the Holy Messenger, in their sleep, in their dreams, it is the Holy Messenger that you have seen. It can't be anyone else, because they can't appear as me. If you see the Holy Messenger, it's him. And now you can benefit from him in your dreams, in the same way you would have benefited from him 1400 years ago if you were there in the physical form with the Holy Messenger in the physical form. Just because the Holy Messenger, just because the Imams have passed away physically, it doesn't mean our access to them has been shut, by no means. النَّذَرُ إِلَى وَجْهِ عَلِيٍّ عِبَادَةٌ. Seeing the face of Amir al-Mu'mineen is ibadah. But which face is this? Is it the physical face? Well, that was over 1400 years ago. You see, there are deeper layers to these traditions. Anyway, this friend of Ayatollah Hassan Zadeh had access to this tradition, meaning he saw the Messenger of Allah. He saw the Messenger. Then the friend asked His Eminence, the Holy Prophet, for a mantra. So, O Messenger of Allah, give me a mantra. Give me a dhikr, an invocation. His Eminence, the Holy Messenger, replied, I give you the mantra of silence. See, silence. Now, here the silence is not talking excessively, not talking without purpose, not talking in vain, void, futilely. These are important. This is one of the means for that inner tranquility. Now, in the same book, there's another passage which is a bit shorter. I'll just quickly recite this too. On the eve of Sunday the 12th of Safar, 1398 after Hijrah, 22nd of January 1978, an event took place for me, which I have rendered in verse in the 12th section of Dafter-e-Dil, which is his book of poems, in the following manner. Shall I recount for you a story that took place once upon a time? One night I shut the door behind me sitting in solitude, deliberate. There are Irfani practices where they practice Irfan in groups, in congregation. I don't want to say that's haram, no, but it's not perfect. It's not true Irfan. These states are to be acquired in solitude, not in groups or in congregation. Pondering deeply into the origin and end of existence, he's now explaining a bit what that state of tawajjuh is. Being totally unaware of myself. And there are reasons why, before sleeping, they tell you to recite X surah of the Quran, or salawat, and so on and so forth. It's preparing you for something in your sleep. We'll speak more about that later. Being totally unaware of myself, now he's entering the metaphysical realm. I saw. It's not a physical sleep anymore. It's a metaphysical sleep. He's seeing the hereafter now. I saw needle and thread approaching my lips, knitting with my body and soul burning. In the hereafter, whilst the body was on the floor in prayer, the spirit has ascended, and now his body of the hereafter, his lips, his methali body's lips, are being knitted, and that's causing him pain. In your dreams, for example, if someone was to come with a needle and knit your lips, you would wake up. But in the hereafter, there's no waking up anymore. It's the heavy sleep. You can't wake up. Sometimes you may see a shark, a dog, attacking you in your sleep. You wake up. That dog, that shark, was a manifestation of your actions during the day. You are the dog. That's your body. You are the shark. You acted with dog attributes, with shark attributes, to your fellow neighbor at the workplace, to family members, and so on and so forth. These are all manifestations of your actions. Here, he's experiencing his lips being knitted. They said, those who were knitting his lips, this is the punishment for one who let their tongue go loose. Since your tongue under your supervision is not, they will knit your lips. Meaning that you have to supervise the tongue. Don't say anything. Control it. I was so distressed from this state as if I became quicksilver, having no steadfastness. From this status of mine, I saw hell. I tasted the punishment of Barzakh. The poem ends there. Oh my dear, until the mouth is not closed, the heart will not open up. This is one of those hidden equations of the Orafah. Until the mouth isn't closed, the heart won't open up. Lady Maryam alayhi salam, she underwent a lot of this kind of silence. The result led to an infant speaking. And from this, the Orafah, they give prescriptions of silence, especially to women who are pregnant. Periods of time, they give certain prescriptions of silence for the well-being, the spiritual well-being of the child. And then he ends by saying, ponder and deliberate over this noble tradition. That is one of the luminous traditions that reads, Inna Adama alayhi salam lamma kathura wulduhu وَوَلْدُ وَلْدِهِ كَانُوا يُحَدِّثُونَ إِنْدَهُ وَهُوَ السَّاكِتِ. When Nabi Adam alayhi salam when his children were abundant and his children's children became abundant. They were all speaking around Prophet Adam alayhi salam, but he was silent. فقالوا يا أبا ما لك لا تتكلم. He said, O father, referring to Prophet Adam alayhi salam, what's the matter? You're not speaking. فقال يا بني. Prophet Adam alayhi salam replied, O children, إن الله لما أخرجني من جواري. When Allah discharged me from His presence, أهدى إلي, He promised me and said, وقال أقل كلامك ترجع إلى جواري. Reduce your speaking, you will return in my presence. Now this aqilla, it's commonly translated as reduce. But in books of Arabic literature, you see that the meaning, it has another meaning, deeper, which means cease your talking. And you will return in my, the divine presence of Allah. But anything void, anything vain, excessive, no. And that doesn't mean tomorrow you don't speak with your husband, your wife, your children at all. No. This has to be done in moderation. It has to be done under supervision. Because in true Irfan, the family life should never be compromised. The wajibat should never be compromised. The rights of the husband and the wife and the children should never be compromised. And even if someone does undergo certain irfani religious states, it's all in solitude. It's a private thing. No one knows about it. Even though your wife, your husband, your children, they're all with you. But they should not know about these kind of states. But if you want to return to the divine presence, cease your talking. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى